Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Mass, we say following prayer as the Collect. O God, who desirest that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of thy truth, send, we beseech thee, laborers into thy harvest, and grant them grace to speak thy word with all trust, that thy word may run and be glorified, and that all nations may know thee, the one true God, and him whom thou hast sent, Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, we had Mission Sunday, and on Mission Sunday, we pray particularly for the mission, for the missionaries and for the priests. And today we have a special mass offered for the propagation of faith, in which we pray especially that God calls many young people to the priesthood or to the religious life, so that everybody in the entire world will be able to know Jesus Christ and find the true faith and embrace it. In the history of the Church, many priests and religious went out to foreign countries and gained many, many people for our Lord Jesus Christ, and converted them to the true faith. The chaplain of the missionaries and of the mission is Saint Teresa of the Infant Jesus. We celebrate her feast on October 3rd, and the statue of Saint Teresa of the Infant Jesus, we are on the right side of the altar in the corner. And she was a nun, and she entered the order of the Carmelites and died very young, at the age of 24. But why Saint Teresa of the Infant Jesus is the patron of the missions and the missionaries? She, who never did any exterior apostolic work, founded no religious community and engaged in no missionary activity. She lived virtually unknown and hidden as a nun at the Carmel at Lisieux in France. Nevertheless, she is the patron of the missionaries and the mission, because for her special love and for her prayers for the mission and for the missionaries and her prayers for the priests, she said, I desire to go through the world to preach your name, meaning the name of God, and to erect your glorious cross in the land of the heathen. She became a nun, and she entered the monastery of the Carmelites of Lisieux, and especially, as she said, to pray for the priests and to pray for the poor sinner. That was the very purpose while she entered the Carmel. She had already resolved to pray for the conversion of sinners as she was a girl. And she writes this very interesting story. I heard much talk of the notorious criminal Grantini, who was sentenced to death for several shocking murders. And as he was quite impenitent, everyone feared he would internally be lost. How I longed to avert this irreversible calamity. In order to do so, I employed all the spiritual means I could think of, and knowing that my own efforts were unavailing, I offered for this man pardon, the infinite merits of our Savior, and the treasures of Holy Church. Need I say that in the depth of my heart, I felt certain my request would be granted, but that I might gain courage to persevere in the quest for souls, I said in all simplicity, "My God, I am quite sure that Thou wilt pardon this unhappy Grantini. I should still think so if he did not confess his sin or give any signs of sorrow, because I have such much confidence in Thy unbounded mercy. But this is my first sinner, and therefore I beg for just one sign of repentance to reassure me." And he said, "My prayer for this poor sinner was granted to the letter. My father never allowed us to read the papers, but I did not think there was any disobedience in looking at the part about this criminal Grantini. The day after his execution, I hastily opened the paper, and what did I see? Tears betrayed my emotion. I was obliged to run out of my room. Grantini had mounted his scaffold without confessing or receiving absolution, and the executioners were already dragging him towards the fatal plank, when all at once, apparently in answer to a sudden inspiration, he turned round, seized the crucifix which the priest was offering to him, and kissed our Lord's sacred wound 3 times. I have obtained the sign I asked for, and to me it was especially sweet," she said. So let us today have great confidence, but let us pray today particularly for the conversion of sinners, but let us pray for the conversion of the entire world who became again pagan. And let us pray for the mission and the missionaries, but also for the conversion of the poor sinner. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.